listen.
My life.
In every verse, I got rhymes.
What's up, what's up? It's your boy AT and your boy AE coming to you live and direct with another episode of Bars, Rhymes, and Life, where we break down the bars, relate to the rhymes, so we can shed light on our lives.
Just listen.
Feel the beat drop. In the battle for rounds.
Future proof yourself. Techie ass, off brand, whole milk drinking, V-neck wearing mother.
What's up, it's your boy AT coming to you live and direct with another episode of Bars, Rhymes, and Life. Eric the Architect, Skinny Ramen Freestyle. Before we get started, I need to say a big fuck you to Virgin Media. You have absolutely done me over. Three days in a row, no Wi-Fi, no internet. No TV, because our broadband's connected to the TV somehow, whatever. So I've been holding out on, oh, we'll get fixed. So this issue happened on Monday, and I thought it would be fixed by the end of Monday. Wasn't fixed. It'd be fixed by the end of Tuesday. Wasn't fixed. It's got to be fixed by Wednesday. I am now sitting in my goddaughter's little chair, like a chair for a 6 or 7 year old, and I'm in her room. I'm in this little baby. This couldn't be any more less Bars, Rhymes, and Life, the environment that I'm in right now. But this is what I do for you people. No one puts in the work better than me. I always have to drop every week without a doubt. So I'm sitting in the middle of a really cool child room office. But yeah, I'm so glad we're not doing a live episode from here. Eric the Architect, Skinny Ramen Freestyle. Eric, we've done a few times before. I don't know if I've done him twice or once. I definitely remember doing Die For You. What an incredible emotional track. I just wanted to hit us with the bars. This tune's been on the playlist. It was due. Let's hit it. Touch of the Chameleon. Eric got no ceiling, no drive, shit still power steering, no interference, no weak deterrence.
Touch of the Chameleon. Eric got no ceiling, no drive, shit still power steering, no interference, no weak deterrence.
There's no doubt that Eric has a touch of the Chameleon about him, and I feel like I am developing a bit of this too, which is, how can you be something for the right people and the right audience? So Eric was a producer. He's done some incredible productions in the past, and he's just developed himself and said, yeah, I can be a rapper. I guess he can be a fashion designer. I've got one of his t-shirts off one of his Colors performance. So he's got the touch of a chameleon. Eric's got no ceiling. And I think it's really important for anyone to develop a bit of a chameleon about them. There's always this argument, oh no, like be yourself the whole time. But as I've grown up and got a bit older, the way I am with the kids that I coach at football is different to the professional Abby that is Abby in the moment. The way Abby is with his godchildren is different to the way he's going to be with his children. The way Abby is with his family is going to be different with maybe how he's going to be with really close friends. You have to have the touch of a chameleon about you simply so that you can be better for those around you, including yourself. I always think of someone who is quote unquote depressed, and I use those words very, very loosely, but comes across to everyone else as arrogant. And so they just stay arrogant to everyone else on the outside. However, they had a bit of a touch of a chameleon about themselves, and they were like, oh, when I go to football, I maybe should shake everyone's hand and just say, hey, how's it going or whatever. And someone might say, hey, oh yeah, the football's amazing for me because it just gets me out of my depression. And that person now is exposed to someone else who's going through something that he's going through, and he realizes, hey, that guy's saying he's depressed, but he comes to football to release himself, but yet he still smiles and he still shakes everyone's hand. And I'd rather be a little bit more like him, because inside I feel low, but outside I portray arrogance. No drive, shit still power steering. Bars. Just bars, isn't it? It's a clever double entendre. It's a clever double entendre. It's questioning the fact that you might be accusing Eric of not having any drive, that he doesn't want it enough, but yeah, he's still power steering. He's still powering through, and he's still got the slickness and the lightness of having a car with power steering. Have you ever driven a car without power steering? I haven't, but I've seen my dad drive one. And whoa, you need to have the old school people like my father and that generation above, they're just built differently. You need like forearm strength, grip strength. You need a ridiculous amount of like strength to drive a car without any power steering. Facts. No interference, no weak deterrence. Staying focused on your goal. Staying focused on what it is that you want. And not letting anything come in between that or act as a deterrent or interfere with that. Bars. We should be concerned about how we tune our spirit. Instead, we get embarrassed. How weak is your marriage? In the image of perfection, when we strive for investments, we all can't be rich. That's just natural selection. I know I hurt a couple of my brethrens. Damn.
We should be concerned about how we tune our spirit. Instead, we get embarrassed. How weak is your marriage in the image of perfection? When we strive for investments, we all can't be rich. That's just natural selection. I know that hurt a couple of my brethrens. Damn.
Fucking hell. Just when I think Eric's just barring off and just mucking around, he comes out and drops this. How incredible is this set of lines? We should be concerned about how we tune our spirit. Instead, we get embarrassed. How weak is your marriage? Weirdly enough, he seems to have explained an incredible amount in two lines there. So many of us outside, especially at my age, maybe a little bit younger, maybe a little bit older, we're still playing that game. We're still leveraging ourselves and measuring ourselves and calibrating ourselves on what others have, and not on what we have inside or what we feel inside. If you haven't had a chance to listen to my Sir episode about depth and duration, we're not searching about enough depth in our lives. We're not looking for depth. We're looking for how do we get from one place to another? And in between all that, how does it measure against everyone else? And, you know, you're so caught up in not trying to show that you've got any problems, that you end up multiplying those problems too. Instead, we get embarrassed. How weak is your marriage? It's oh my God, Eric, you're different, mate. You're absolutely different. How weak is your marriage in the image of perfection when we strive for investments? So it seems like, are you willing to make the sacrifice to tune your spirit and maybe miss out on some of the things that other people might have before you, during you, after you? And understanding that even if you make these investments, we all can't get rich. I mean, is there any other recent event other than the crypto hype? Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Dickcoin, Pussycoin, Crackcoin, Cocaine Coin, all these coins. People got rich. A lot of people did get rich. Like a significant amount of people did get rich. But the rest of us got fucked over. Because that's natural selection. That is natural selection. The most efficient, the one that is able to evolve the most, the one that's able to negotiate obstacles the most, is the person who ends up getting picked or chosen. The person who is more resilient is gonna outlast the person that isn't as resilient. And that can be upsetting. But through acceptance, if you can now tune your spirit, well, then you can still live a rich life. And I think Eric is just said a lot there. He said a lot there. On a chill out freestyle. Facts. Now I'm building fandom. I'm top 10 if I could advance it. 10 years ago, man, they wouldn't even chance it. Vocabulary, that's verbal enhancement.
Now I'm building fandom, I'm top 10 if I could advance it. 10 years ago, man, they wouldn't even chance it. Vocabulary, that's verbal enhancement.
Just a simple one here. He's now gaining credit, notoriety, his dues as a lyricist. And if he can carry on pushing himself, no interference, no weak deterrence, then he could be top 10. He could be top 10 in his eyes. 10 years ago, I don't even think they would have even looked at him. 10 years ago, he might have been producing. 10 years ago, he might have been on the blocks selling shots. Yeah, you know, I don't really know his childhood. I don't know his background, but it could be the fact that they wouldn't even, no record label, independent label, not even fans, not even his friends would even look at him as a potential lyricist, a potential rap artist. But he worked on his vocabulary. That's verbal enhancement. Bars. If I'm the best, say the shit, don't gas it. Misspell my name, you finna gonna get ass kicked. More for the masses, I reach for them classics.
If I'm the best, say the shit, don't gas it. Misspell my name and you finna get your ass kicked. More for the masses, I reach for them classics.
Another quick one. If someone's good at something, we're very reluctant to give people credit. I've never really suffered with this. If something impresses me about someone, I tell them straight away. I'm not someone who says, oh, you know, I don't want to lift their ego. I don't want them thinking too much about themselves. I like giving credit when credit is due. And I like giving it there and then. Because it's somehow paid in full.
Okay, so who we rolling with then? We rolling with Rush. Rush Town Management. So check this out. Since we talking over this deaf beat right here that I put together, I want to hear some of them deaf rhymes. You know what I'm saying? And together, we can get paid and paid and paid.
Full, full, full. And I think this is what Eric's saying as well, is if I'm the best, then just say it. If you think I'm good, just say it. If you think I'm a good player, just say it. You don't have to hide it. There's too much of this shit that goes on. And I notice it in these kids when I coach them. There's so much. I'll say, oh, that was brilliant. And you see their eyes light up. And you see the other person, another kid, get jealous over that feedback. Because in the very next movement, they'll do something and I'll say, that's fucking shit. That is terrible. That is rubbish. And so it's just about being transparent and clear. Missell your name, misspell my name, you finna get your ass kicked. It's Eric the architect, but Eric is spelt E-R-I-C-K. Not E-R-I-C. I don't know if the K is silent or it should be emphasized. That'd probably be the question I'd ask him. Is the K silent or should the K be emphasized? Is it Eric or Eric? More for the masses, I reach for them classics. Weirdly enough, I think Eric's trying to say something different here, which is he is trying to align himself with development, both lyrically, musically, and spiritually for a classic album, for a classic tune, one that's going to be timeless, not one that's just in with the mode right now. Not, I'm going to drop a word on you guys. Oh, you get me ready for this one. Not one for the zeitgeist of the moment. Don't get jealous. Jealousy doesn't suit you when Abby comes up with bars like that. One for the zeitgeist of the moment. Tunes that are zeitgeists for the moment as opposed to a classic. That's what Eric's about. Fast forward, where you going? I'll convince you. You got the strength as the other people with you. No excuse if you're present in the physical. If we band together, we can conquer the incredible.
Fast forward, where you going? I convince you. You got the strength as some other people with you. No excuse if you're present in the physical. If we band together, we can conquer the incredible.
Woo! I just love the flow. I love the cadence. I love the balance of the bars. And I really love that line. You got the strength as the other people with you. Surround yourself by insecure, fragile, bully-like type characters. How strong do you think you're going to be inside? Surround yourself with real ones. Surround yourself with people that care for you, that want to push you, that will hold you accountable, but deep down want nothing but the best for you. Tell me how strong you're going to become. Don't need to answer that question. Bars. On the Peloton, trying to sweat off all the Cinnabon. On the Peloton, trying to sweat off all the Cinnabon. Just a real random one here. It's just making me think about my time currently, which is when we're training, when we're trying to do some fitness stuff and, you know, you go, I'm going to lose some weight and I'm going to do this and I'm going to go for a walk every day and I'm going to go for a cycle every day and I'm going to weight train and I'm going to do all that. How is it that our diet is infinitely better when we're training compared to when you get injured, like me right now, because I've got a right knee injury now that is just fully buggered me? How is it that when we're training, we eat clean, but as soon as we're injured, and we should be eating as clean as possible because you don't want to put weight when you're incapacitated in some sort of way, shape or form, why is it that all I've been doing is eating shit? Why is it that all I'm eating is sugar, carbs, takeaway, carbs, sugar, carbs? Why is everything a Cinnabon? Why is that when I read that line, it wasn't about getting excited about the Peloton, my mouth was salivating about the Cinnabon. Why? What is it about us that creates that scenario? What is it about me that just wants chocolate all the fucking time? Terrible. I want you guys to send me good wishes on my knee. I want my knee to get better as soon as possible. I want my knee to get better as soon as possible so I can get back into fitness and just playing football again. That's all I want to do, guys. And that's it. Pretty short one. Nothing but love to Eric the Architect and all of his fans. Nothing but love to all the BRL listeners out there. Hopefully, I will not be in a child's office. I never had an office when I was small. Never. Just had a bed. Nothing but love to all BRL listeners out there. One. From the ignorant bars, let me get your song. I take upon anyone, this is what they really want. I just put my city on, 50 large where they really on. Never been a guy that spent no time in no titty bar. I was catching vibes, getting by with the city on. Hanging with the goons, they gon' ride, that's what he be on. Skinny light, skinny ramen. What is that anyway? Sound like a bunch of